are listening to Metro on KGNU. I'm your host, Shakita Yarbrough, every first Monday at 3 o'clock. Thank you for listening. Today, I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Megan Vallejo, and she is going to discuss and talk about how there is grant money in the state of Colorado, and actually grant money in other states as well, where parents, even single parents, are able to get their degree certificates, go back to school, and child care can be covered or assisted with. Good afternoon, Megan. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, Shakita.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your role in how you're affiliated with this grant.
Yeah, so this grant is called the C-Campus Grant, and it stands for Child Care Access Means Parents in School. And since it's a mouthful, I'll just refer to it as the C-Campus Grant or the Child Care Grant. And it is offered by the Department of Ed, so it is a grant that any university or college can apply for. I work for Front Range Community College. It is a four-year grant that will be $187,000 a year for the next 4 years, and that's for all three campuses in Longmont, Fort Collins, Westminster, and online. There are some other colleges in the research that I've done that have the C-Campus grant as well, and that's CSU, Red Rocks Community College. I believe that Pikes Peak Community College has one as well, and there may be some others in our state that have this grant, and it will cover a portion. It will help subsidize child care costs for student parents. And there, it varies. It depends on the campus that you look at, but for Front Range Community College, we can support up to 60% of child care costs, and then as low as 20% of child care costs. And we look at a few different things when we're looking at that scale and how much will be subsidized. So we look at the expected family contribution, aka the EFC. So if I slip into an acronym, it's the expected family contribution. And this is information that students usually fill out when they're completing a FAFSA application. So students will say how much they can contribute, how much they're expecting their family to contribute. And so the lower that number is, the higher the subsidy they can get for child care. We can take a deeper dive specifically around the requirements and what makes a student parent eligible for C-Campus. When we're looking for eligible parents, they have to meet a few criteria. So I mentioned before the expected family contribution, so you have to have a low expected family contribution. You have to be eligible for a Pell Grant or receiving a Pell Grant. You have to have a GPA of 2.0 or higher, and you have to be a degree or certificate seeking student, so it can't just be for, if you're just taking one class at Front Range Community College, you wouldn't be eligible for C-Campus.
And there are four-year universities that receive the same type of
grants
as well.
So in Colorado, CSU is one of the four-year universities that receives this grant, and they have an on-site child care center. So C-Campus helps student parents at CSU subsidize their child care costs for their on-site center. The difference with Front Range Community College is we don't have an on-site child care center on any one of our sites. So we're partnering with local child care providers to help make C-Campus successful, and they'll accept the subsidies and work with our student parents. So it's a little bit different than having an on-site child care where we can work with parents kind of directly, more directly on campus, rather than having to go off-site to find that child care option.
Well, most parents usually have a child care provider anyway. So what are the qualifications for the actual child care provider?
Yes. So this comes from the Department of Ed, and the child care provider needs to be licensed by the state of Colorado, and they need to be nationally accredited. And if they're not nationally accredited, then they need to be pursuing that accreditation within the next 3 years.
Let's talk a little bit about, because you gave so much information from the very beginning, and I know you're super excited about this this program, and I'm excited about this program because it's, from what I was researching, it's been around for quite a while, but it wasn't, there wasn't much funding for it. And so what, 2017 is when the government said, hey, we see a lot of low income families are the ones who are stuck with, you know, being in debt from their loans getting into default, and they can't pay their debt off with the student loans. And not only that, they don't even have a degree. Some of them, you know, so because we know that how hard it is to have a family and go to school, and it's even harder to be a single parent and have, and try to, you know, better yourself, get an education, complete your education, and work, because you have to pay bills, you know. So, I'm glad that the government decided to put more money into it. So I read it's like around 86, as of 2017, it was around 86 institutions or education institutions that are working with this program.
Yes.
Okay. I believe that it's a great program from what I can research. My youngest is 18 now, so she's grown. I'm just waiting until she gets to college. But this is an opportunity for so many people, single dads, single moms, and, you know, the parents who say, I only have 10 credit hours left and life got in the way, and maybe a family member, a spouse was sick and, you know, you couldn't finish school or whatever and you had kids. Or this is a great opportunity to get back on track and have that assistance if you qualify. So do we actually know how much you have to make, or the family household? I know you have to be a student pursuing a degree or a certificate. So you have to be low income, is that correct? And then of course you have to maintain a 2.0. That's wow, after you get into the program.
Yes.
And so what are some of the other requirements?
Yeah, and to answer your question, we don't have a specific dollar amount that we're looking for. It's sort of a case-by-case basis. We're hoping our ideal would be around 40 students every semester that are participating in the C Campus program, so able to fund 40 students and have their childcare costs subsidized through C Campus. It's a formula that we'll be looking at, and it's sort of a combination of that expected family contribution, the Pell eligibility, kind of any other funding sources that they have, and that I'll be working closely with the financial aid office to be looking at that information. We don't have a set benchmark for income that we're looking for, but it primarily is set up to serve lower income families.
But you do have to have an income.
Not necessarily. You have to fill out a FAFSA application, and you have to be Pell eligible, so eligible for a Pell grant. Folks who are usually Pell eligible tend to be lower income folks, families, or individuals.
I guess I asked that because there are a lot of single parent teens that are out there that feel like maybe they have to work before going back to school. Maybe they just were happy to complete high school. Mm-hmm. And now they're a single teen mom or dad, and it would be so beneficial for them to go ahead and go to college if that's their desire. So that's why I was asking, because maybe they're not working. And so if they're still able to be possibly be qualified.
Yeah, they are. You don't have to have a job or an income yourself. You just have to include all of your information, whether you have that income or not, in your FAFSA application.
You are listening to Metro on KGNU. I'm your host, Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm here every first Monday at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Today, we are talking about C-Campus. And C-Campus is where childcare, parents can get assistance with childcare while they continue their education, while they're pursuing a degree or a certificate. And today, my guest is Megan Vallejo, who is a C-Campus coordinator with Front Range College. Thank you, Megan, for coming in today and giving us this exciting news about this grant. When I first heard about it, I was really excited. I really wanted to get the word out because there's hope, you know, for single parents and parents who have been, when life just got in the way and they couldn't go back to school because of taking care of kids and working, and you know, those are the people who have the desire to finish, and those are the people I'm talking about who have that desire to finish and get their bachelor's or whatever it is they're trying to pursue with their education. So this gives us an opportunity. I'm glad the government has given out more money for this, and do we know exactly how many states in the U.S. are participating?
I don't know the exact number. I think it's probably growing since there's more funding now from the government, but I don't know the exact number. Unfortunately, I'll have to look that up.
But that's okay. So we know there's around 85 institutions throughout the U.S. that are participating in the program.
Yeah.
In the C-Campus program.
Yes. And I have seen there are some in California and New Mexico, Colorado, of course, Utah, Massachusetts. So they're all over the place. And I think C-Campus is going to continue to grow in recognition, and more institutions are going to continue to apply for these grants because there is more funding and because it is such an excellent opportunity to help parents finish school. And that's the whole goal of it. How can we help students reach their goals? How can we help students graduate with that degree or certificate for all of the C-Campus programs, not just Front Range Community College?
And so there are four institutions here: Front Range, CSU,
Red Rocks Community College, and I think Pikes Peak Community College in Colorado Springs offers it as well. I couldn't find a lot of information about it, so don't hold me to that. Maybe they had it in the past and don't have it now, but they could have it. It was a little bit of a mystery.
And the acronyms for the C-Campus, what does it stand for?
Yeah, it's Child Care Access, means parents in school.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So once you get, okay, you apply for this application because, you know, if you don't know it's out there, you don't know to ask or to apply. You just go through life saying, you know, I know what I would want to do. I would go up to the school and say, I want to take a class here or a class there because of the time, you know, of working and with daycare or childcare, or if having a friend to watch my kid while I take that one class. And most of the classes are during the day, especially the classes that you may need to get your degree in. It may be during the day. Of course, there are, you know, evening classes, but those are mostly general education classes. So you go to the university or the college and you fill out, you know, sign up for school and your FAFSA is done and you find out you got a Pell Grant and all of that. Are there going to be counselors that will you know, let them know, like single parents or young parents or people with children, let them know that, hey, guess what? We got funding for this. Because really, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
I am working on building partnerships with the advising team, the admissions team, and the faculty. And then just trying to spread the word about C-Campus on Front Range Community College as many places as I can, because it is going to be about that drip marketing and just letting everybody know. And we're going to have a C-Campus champion in the advisor department at every campus. So somebody who most likely is a parent themselves, and they can really understand and relate to why C-Campus is so important, and be able to be the champion and the support person on each of the campuses, because I'm only part-time, so I can't be in all three places at once. So it's going to be great to have really key partnerships on all of the campuses to help support this program. Also be working closely with faculty. I've had a few faculty folks already talking to me about students that they know in their class that are a perfect fit for C-Campus and needing help already with support with childcare. So they're going to be key team members for C-Campus's success. And then also admissions. So when folks are out recruiting for Front Range Community College or any college, to know about C-Campus and that it's offered. So if they're meeting with a prospective student and they're not sure if they can sign up and really participate in college because they have younger children, and they're, what are they going to do when they're in class? And, you know, the admissions person can say, hey, we have C-Campus, you can apply for this.
Right.
Can help support and subsidize those childcare costs. I also wanted to mention at the Larimer County campus, so in Fort Collins, there is a single parent program there. So there's a woman who is on the advising staff who feels very passionately about this area, and she started this group. So I'll be working closely with her and that group as well to help promote C-Campus. And I recommend, you know, if your listeners are in the Fort Collins area, to check out frontrange.edu and look at the Larimer County campus for the single parent program.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
Kudos to that person for starting that, because it is such a great need. Single parents need extra support. We just go through life saying, you know, we can do it, we can do it. Of course we can do it, but it's always better when you have a little help.
Yes.
You know, it makes the transition much smoother, and actually for the kids, because kids know when, you know, when things get a little rocky and you're struggling, you're trying to go to work, trying to go to school, you're trying to deal with them. And so they know. So when you can have a support group and assistance, that's what it's about, is in our community to help one another. And so that we can be successful, right?
Yes.
As a community. That is awesome. That is really good. So do you think that maybe that will spread into other counties, the single parent portion of it?
I know that there is a hope for that. I've already spoke with one student at the Boulder County campus who is working. She wanted to get a single parent support group started at the Boulder County campus. So it's definitely a need. A part of the C-Campus program is creating parent workshops. So 3 parent workshops a semester, and starting to build that network and the parent groups from there. So I think there's always been a need and desire for these groups on campuses, but there necessarily hasn't been the funding or the infrastructure, and C-Campus helps provide that. The goal will be to have, if not single parent groups on all 3 of the campuses. There's already a single parent group at the Larimer County campus, but to help grow that out, because it's not just the funding for the subsidies for childcare, that's important and key, but it's also, as you were saying, it's that community and that building that support network. So being able to meet with folks and know people who are going through the same struggles that you are, it makes a huge difference. And then helping to provide these parent groups with resources, not only on the campus, but in the local community as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, having a list of those childcare providers that would accept it, the program.
Yes.
Just information about, you know, the school, the classes, you know, that's being offered during certain times, all of that. So, yeah, is the support is so important, especially with single parents community, because you feel like you're alone. You feel like you have to do everything on your own. And most of the time we do. That's the unfortunate part. But when there is a resource out there, then we could utilize that resource, and then hopefully more communities will come together and start just putting a little bit more into those resources, and so people can utilize it more, and we become a wealthier community, a wealthier community of resources for all demographics, actually. So before we go, I just kind of want to, I had a few more questions. So I wanted to touch base on, once you're in the program, how many, are there restrictions on how many hours of the daycare or childcare? So if you have three classes, but it may be 2.5 or 3 hour gap in between, and I mean, it doesn't make sense for you to go take your kid out. And then, so are there any restrictions for the time frame, or are there a certain amount of time throughout the week? So if you give people 10 hours, what about studying time? Will you allow the studying time where they can have some just peace of mind time to study and, you know, to be able to read? So are there, let's talk about the hours.
Yeah, so there aren't any restrictions on hours. That you can have your child enrolled in full-time care or part-time care, or the grant even provides assistance for after-school care and summer care. So there isn't a limit on the time in that way, because we want parents to be successful, and part of that is having some time to study as well. So we're not going to be monitoring the hours. We just want to make sure that the parents are indeed attending their classes, that they're maintaining their GPA, and that their kids are enrolled in the daycare and attending, and that they're paying, the parents are paying their portion of the childcare costs, because unfortunately at this point in time we can only cover up to 60% of the childcare costs. That's the max we can provide, so the parent has to cover that other portion to the daycare center, so, or the provider. So we need to make sure that they're paying that.
And the 60% is the most amount that you can pay.
Right now it is the most amount that we can pay. I was speaking with another institution that has the C-Campus grant, and they're up to 90% now. Oh, but they've had their C-Campus grant for the last 15 years. This is brand new for Front Range Community College. So hopefully we can grow up to that 90% number, because that would be amazing to offer.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Man, this is some really, really, really good news. And to know that there are another 85 or 86 institutions that's out there, whether it's community college, four-year universities, schools that are offering certificates. Please, 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 if you're not in Colorado, look it up. Look up the C-Campus. What's the acronym stand for again?
Child Care Access means parents in school.
Yes. Look it up in your area. And if you need assistance going back to school and child care has been a barrier for you, here you go. Think about it. Research it, fill out your FAFSA, go apply, and go back to school.
Yes.
You can do it. I mean, we can do it. It's out there. Now these programs are coming up, funding, more funding. I mean, it's amazing. I think they said it's like around, what I've read, research is around over 5,000 students, I think, right now. And well, this was in 2017. And they're trying to get up to around 8,000 a year. And So my VSPers, come on. Victoria, single parents, you can do it. Research. Help is out there. Hopefully we'll get more support groups for you. You just have to maintain a 2.0 GPA. Weren't there classes, parenting classes?
Yeah, so we'll have 3 parent workshops per semester, and some of those will be available online, so easier to attend. But once you're a C-Campus parent, student parent, you need to attend 2 of the workshops and be meeting with your advisors, which you should be doing anyway, mm-hmm. and have a meeting with the C-Campus coordinator as well. And then, again, maintain that GPA and continue to fill out your FAFSA every year in a timely manner.
Wonderful. Well, I just want to throw it out there and put it out there. If you ever need me for anything as far as the single parent supporting support group or helping starting one in Longmont or anywhere else, you know I'm here. You know I'm here. So I think it's an awesome thing. Thank you so much, Megan, for coming and giving us this information.
Thank you.
Updating our community and letting them know, hey, we got money. We have more resources for single parents. We have more resources for parents who want to go back to school and have children, small children, and childcare is ridiculous. Who can afford childcare living in Boulder County? Living in Boulder County by itself is
right,
enough,
right?
Let alone with the baby.
Right. The most expensive form of childcare, infant care. Yes.
And then you're trying to eat organic. That's a whole nother expense.
Right.
You're already paying for college right there.
Exactly.
Eating organic, living in Boulder County, and having a baby. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, thank you for this information. We appreciate all that you're doing, trying to get the word out there. And for all of you out there, please do the same. Get the word out there. If you have nieces, nephews, cousins, grandkids that are struggling with childcare and trying to go to school and work, know that C-Campus is out there at Front Range Community College, CSU. And
Red Rocks Community College.
Red Rocks Community
And quite possibly College. Pikes Peak Community College.
So do your research. Look it up. Get online and find out where it is. Near you.
Yes. And I just quickly, if anybody has any questions, want to share my phone number, and it's 303-678-3799. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm only part-time, but I will get back to you as soon as possible. But you have questions about C-Campus related to Front Range Community College or beyond, I'm happy to help you.
Is there a web address particularly just for C-Campus?
We are working on getting it up. So there will be, it will be on frontrange.edu, and it's under the section paying for college. So we're still working on getting that site up, but hope to have it up hopefully this week or next week.
Yeah, I've been the one who's been pushing you to come on the show and to talk about it. And this is brand spanking new for Front Range Community College. So I appreciate you coming on. I just wanted our single parents to know that this is out here and available for them so they could start making plans for the summer and they could start making plans for fall. No excuses now. No excuses, right?
Right.
No excuses. You are listening to Metro on KGNU. I'm your host every first Monday, Shakita Yarbrough. And you can also check out my blog, Victoria Single Parent. I will try to get some of this information about C-Campus on my blog so that you can look it up, especially when the website come up. So just get on there every so often to check it out, victoriasingleparent.com. And please, if you know someone who is in need of going back to school, finishing their credit hours, and been struggling with little kids and because of childcare expenses, please check out C-Campus at Front Range College. Thank you, Megan, for coming on my show today.
Thank you for having me.
And have an awesome day.